Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
On today's news, Aleister Black returns on last night's SmackDown.
Huge match announced for next week's SmackDown.
Mickie James addresses all the fallout from the trash bag controversy.
And Peyton Royce gets a new name. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I am joined again by Gareth Morgan. He's actually appeared this week. Bloody part-timer. But before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the channel, comment down below what you think of all today's stories, and links to each one is in the description below. Click the timestamps and away you go. So what have we got first?
So the return that we've been seemingly waiting for now for feels like years, doesn't it? Feels like it's been a very long time. It happened on SmackDown. There's been all these talks of backstage vignettes being filmed for one Aleister Black, and they were supposed to be kind of loosely based on his childhood and his own history. And that's sort of what we got. We got like this vignette where everything was lit by candles and it was shot quite, I like the way it was shot. It was shot in a quite unique way. And it reminded me of the Deathly Hallows stuff in Harry Potter when it was all kind of puppets and sketched out and it was quite eerie. But throughout it, it just seemed like he's almost debuting a new character, which seems to be something alluding to a dragon. Like it's all like the history of a dragon. And it was about him going to a lot of funerals as a kid, and his dad being quite cold, and then he just suddenly switched and turned the entire story on us, but he was like, I'm nothing like you guys, I am the dragon, and I hate people. It just seemed like the typical thing WWE are doing with Aleister Black right now, where they're just putting him in a dimly lit room and just making him scream at the world. That's the kind of the character they've got in their minds with Aleister Black. At the end of this vignette, this like puppet show, he said, what you do is vile and it should be condemned. Like rotting corpses, you should be scorched from the earth to make room for more fertile things. So that's the kind of gist of where we were with this entire vignette. And then he took to Twitter afterwards just to add more nuttiness to the situation. He said, let's cut the weeds, sing our songs, and let me tell you a story riddled in sins. You will know me, you will know him, you will dance with me in the abyss. So I like when we go a bit weird with these kind of things. I get very excited. And then a couple of weeks down the line, I regret being excited because WWE just butcher it and just like, I don't know, they try and cut and paste the same thing that worked once. So it was an interesting return, Phil. I'm just not sure where we go from here, like moving on.
Yeah, definitely. I liked it. I liked the promo. It's a good promo. Like you say, I liked the way it was shot. The little animation style of the dragons and things was really cool. That just looked really, really nice. And stood out as something a bit different from WWE's normal stuff. It's a long way from the knock on my door promos that went absolutely nowhere when nobody knocked on his door until they did and it was really stupid. It's something he's also been trying out a bit on Instagram over the past like sort of few months, well, like most of the year really. He's been putting out these little sort of chapter whatever, like little vignettes that he's been doing himself. So it feels like it's coming a bit more from him maybe than just from what WWE are telling him to do and like you say, sit in a dark room and complain that no one knocks on his door. So yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. It's definitely something interesting. Hopefully it's something he can get his teeth into as a character, and hopefully it actually goes somewhere this time and we get to see Aleister Black more on TV, because he's very, very good, is Aleister Black, and he definitely deserves to be on TV more.
Yeah, we've not seen him since October, I think it was. October, the last match he had was against Kevin Owens on Raw, I think. So
when he got drafted,
yeah,
and then was never used. That was a wasted draft pick, wasn't it?
Pointless.
But yeah, speaking of SmackDown, they've announced some big matches for next week's SmackDown. They're sort of this week's SmackDown kind of focused around the Cesaro and Roman Reigns stuff and seeing if Roman Reigns was going to accept Cesaro's challenge. And yeah, Daniel Bryan was kind of pressuring Roman Reigns to accept the match, but then later on, Reigns confronted both Cesaro and Daniel Bryan and kind of just said no to both of them, saying that they're both main event losers. Why would he? But he did put out a request to Daniel Bryan for a match next week, but he said he's also tired of seeing Daniel Bryan around on SmackDown and just wants him to vanish, basically. So the big dog, Roman Reigns, is going to be going one-on-one with Daniel Bryan, with Daniel Bryan's career on the line. Although it seems more like his SmackDown career, not his WWE career in total.
Yeah, that's what seemed to be alluded to in the promo. Because Daniel Bryan's been talking a lot recently, hasn't he, about like saying, oh, full-time career, seems like it's slowly winding down, I'm going to take my foot off the gas. It feels too obvious. I don't know why it is. It's one of those things where I just feel like a big old swerve's coming, whether there's some form of shenanigans in the actual match itself and Bryan wins by DQ, that kind of thing. I'm interested, but it just seems too cut and dry that, yeah, he's just going to lose to Roman Reigns and be gone from SmackDown to go to Raw. But, you know.
Just done a random episode of SmackDown as well without like a build to a pay-per-view or something. I don't know. There is something very strange about it. And like you said, the timing with what Daniel Bryan's saying about sort of being ready to wind down. I've no idea. Maybe it is as simple as that. Maybe he does just want some time off and this is their way of quickly writing him off. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see next week, I guess. They've also announced that next week we are going to get the rematch from WrestleMania of Big E versus Apollo Crews. After Apollo Crews obviously beat him at Raid at WrestleMania with interference from bloody Commander Aziz. Also, last night's show, we saw Kevin Owens versus Apollo Crews, and yet again, Commander Aziz got in there to get Apollo Crews the win. So yeah, two big matches for next week's SmackDown, and over on Raw, they're announcing a huge rematch of T-Bar and Mace going up against Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman. So I'm sure that's going to pop a huge rating for them.
Oh yeah, and it's good to see that the unmasking of said people last week has really changed up the plans big time. There's been a big shift in narrative there because they were still announced as T-Bar and Mace, and they were still wearing the masks in the graphic. Yeah. And I was like,
And the one time they actually announce a match for Raw, it's a crappy rematch from last week.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. You just feel underwhelmed with these things. But the actual, like, the Big E Apollo thing, I'm really excited for. I mean, like, I was really hoping the match at WrestleMania wasn't going to have the kind of messy finish it had. The match itself up to that point was really good because these two are just really good together. They've got a great little story. So hopefully we get that. I don't know. I'm a little bit cautious about this on SmackDown because Commander Aziz is there with his, he's just being a dick. Yeah, he's just there with his attitude. So I'm very worried that could all go tits up on SmackDown. But we'll see. We'll have to wait and find out. But something that has... I was trying to segue that in there saying something else that's gone tits up in recent memory. But this is, another... similar thing in that sense, but it's more real world stuff, this. And Mickey James, obviously, it's been all over Twitter, social media about what's happened with Mickey James recently, which has been sent things from WWE after exiting, like in a trash bag, and then it all kind of started to unfold that this has been a thing that's been going on for years, and it's just really depressing and just horrendous to see that. And Triple H came out, Stephanie McMahon came out and apologised and said, oh, this person's been fired now, he's responsible. And Mickey James has now released a full-on statement just addressing everything, like after all these additional things went down, after she posted that initial image. She said on Twitter, she said, I would like to address this one last time, then we can all move on. I have so many amazing things on the horizon. The last thing I desire is to have any of that tainted with ugliness and negativity. I take zero pride or joy in the fact that someone would lose their job ever, especially someone I considered a friend. I'm confident that Vince and the McMahons had no idea that this is how we were sent packing. It hurt a fragile me much more 10 years ago when my belongings arrived on my doorstep, because WWE was my everything. I've grown as a woman and a person as much as we all have in this business. I'm stronger today than I've ever been and smart enough to know that it wasn't a deliberate attack on me. However, the symbolism cannot be denied. I'm sorry that a thoughtless and tone-deaf act cost anyone their job, but I'm not sorry that I had the courage to ensure it will never happen to anyone else moving forward. So if that's my final mark in this company moving forward, I'm okay with that. When I first started in this business, one of the best pieces of advice I received was just leave the business better than you found it, kid. And that has always been in my ultimate goal. I love you all so much. I'm legitimately grateful for my time at WWE. And throughout my whole career, I'm looking forward to everything that is next. I truly hope you are too, and perhaps you will join me. So I think the most interesting thing in that statement is the fact that she said it happened 10 years ago as well. So this has been going on for like pretty, well, maybe even over a decade. So it's, that's just horrendous again in its own right. And then just to add again, she commented on Stephanie McMahon's apology to her. She like replied to that. She said, "Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that as I am equally embarrassed. I know this wasn't a malicious act. However, it did feel very symbolic to how I was presented in the last 3 years." So an awful lot to unpack there, Phil. But I think, like I said, the biggest thing in all that, the fact this has happened twice to her and she didn't, like, we were in that massive social media age then. So she couldn't probably go onto Twitter and just post a picture going, "Oh my God, look how bad this is." And now she can't. It's just, I don't know. This is just, it's an awful look, and WWE are trying the best to cover the tracks, but it is not a good look, is it?
Yeah, no, not at all. Like Jillian Hall came out saying that the same thing happened to her as well. It's just absolutely mad that this just keeps happening. I guess, hopefully, now that it's kind of gone very public, that might be the end of treatment like this. But it's like the thing she said in the Stephanie McMahon tweet when she replied to her, like saying that this seems like a metaphor of what like my presentation was over the last 3 years. Like, that's the thing behind this. It's like something that like a satirical TV show would write about how WWE treat people. It's like a perfect visual metaphor just wrapped up in what this sort of joke of a company treats its people.
And it's
just literal trash bag of your things arriving at your door.
It's
you couldn't write this stuff, and yet it's actually happening there in WWE.
Well, that's precisely it. Like, it's farcical, and it just seems like something out of a TV show. But then it also highlights just how disjointed things seemingly are in that company. Like, if people are coming out saying, "Oh, we didn't realize that was happening," people at the top of the company, I don't know if that's just the way of covering the tracks if that is true, but if it is, and they're publicly coming out and saying, "Oh, we didn't know that was happening," that's a big part of this when you're saying goodbye to people and you all the best in your future endeavors. That disbanding and that like next step for them, that's a huge part. So if you've not got like a hands-on approach to that and how to handle that, that is something that needs addressing going forward. And hopefully this, it shouldn't have taken something like this, but hopefully this goes some way now to addressing that going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. The issue lies there that if you're just going to sit there and say, "Oh, we didn't realize this was going on," you probably should have realized this was going on, because that's kind of your job. You're running this company. You should know what that these things happen. But yeah, they have obviously fired Mark Carano and are blaming him, let's say, for this. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen. There is a interesting, let's say, Reddit AMA going on with someone who's claiming to be Mark Carano's ex-fiance's new husband, if that makes sense. Which the ops on Reddit have supposedly verified. But I would go in and have a read of that if you want to see more about what kind of a person Mark Carano was.
Oh, lovely. That's how you want to spend your Saturday. Damn right.
It's very interesting. But let's move on to, well, more crap things that WWE have done in the release of Peyton Royce. She has a new name, or she's trademarking a new ring name, and that is Casey Lee. She's changed all her social media to that and everything, so you would expect to see her going forward with Casey Lee as the name. There's still not really any news about anyone else that's come out, but I wouldn't expect there to be much either, because of obviously like no competes and things going on for 90 days. But July 14th is the date that we all have to wait for. To wait and see when all these stories come out. And I'm sure there are going to be many, many stories, and it's going to be a very interesting week for podcasts.
Yeah, I remember that last year. It was such a... I don't want this to become a thing that happens now, like an anniversary thing every single year. Oh, but yeah. It was... I remember that time last year, and it was like, "Oh my God, this person's gone there. Oh, this person's gone there." It's like one of the only like glimmers of light in this that like we get this nice new restart for everybody. Hopefully everyone lands on the feet and they end up in places they want to be, if that is in wrestling, whether that's outside of wrestling. Just do what's best for you. Obviously for Peyton Royce / Cassie Casey Lee, that's her choices to go and change her name. She looks like she's going to stay in this industry and go and kick all the ass, which she has the potential to do, and I hope she does, and just shoves a middle finger up to WWE for letting her go in the first place.
Hell yes. But that was today's wrestling news. Thank you very much for watching. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, and like the video. Do that too. It all helps. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.